You're turned into the Radio Tees with DJ Phil Radio Tees. Your number one place for hearing all the classic oddities, one-hit wonders, comfort jams, and forgotten hits. Presented by Ridgewood Eats, the diner that doesn't know it's sponsoring this show. With co-host Jack Dempsey and whoever else might be around. Get ready for 35 to 70 minutes of non-stop toe tapping. Can your toes handle that? Let's find out. Radio.
You are tuned in to episode number 11 of the Radio Tees. 11, the parallel number, the ones straight up and down. I am your host, DJ P-Rad. We are going to enter a parallel universe, and maybe perhaps we already have. That was Santana with a Antonio Carlos Jobim song entitled Stoneflower that they take for a wild, wild ride off the 1972 album Caravan Sarai. Caravan Sarai has a very special place in my heart. It's a gatefold record LP that I have, and our fish, Jack Dempsey, my wonderful co-host, when we got his tank, he didn't have a background. You know how they have those scenic little backgrounds, pretending it to make it look like an ongoing ocean, or maybe they have like friendly other fishes or seahorses drawn to make it look like everything is happy in there. Well, Jack Dempsey's tank didn't come with one of those, so I decided to back the tank up with the gatefold cover of Caravan Sarai. It features a desert sun and a camel, and just a sort of sunsetting, really, really twilighty kind of time, and it really matches the vibe of Jack Dempsey. So Jack Dempsey's birthday is coming up. He will be turning a full 1 year old. That is approximately 11 months longer than I've ever had a fish. And so we're going to have a 1 year birthday celebration show for Jack. But for now, we are going to stay cool in the mix with the Caravels with You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry. Like a little bit of lemonade on a summer day. That was the Caravels featuring the brushes on the drums tinkering away, and of course a very elegant use of reverb. Now I just learned that one of the first ways that they used to record reverb in the 50s and 60s was to record the vocal tracks dry and then play them back in a long sort of hallway room with a microphone at the end, and then record the recording of the vocals. And then what they would do was take that second track and put it, maybe pan it towards the other side of the mix. And so then you have the vocals dry, but then you have on the other side this far out natural reverb that sounds wonderful, can't really be emulated, but it's easy to do and you don't need any hyper technical wizardry to figure that one out. So there's my recording tip of the evening. Now, it's a hot one out here in New York City, and it's hot, too. We're hoping and we're praying that it cools down a little bit in the evening enough to play this next song, which I'm going to play anyway, even if it doesn't. This is a song by Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer. Now, if you were to think of those two names in today's terms, it would be kind of like Kobe and LeBron or something. Imagine if both of those two guys weren't dicks. Just like the two best chefs in town. These two guys, Hoagie Carmichael, he wrote Stardust. He wrote plenty of other hits. And then we got Johnny Mercer, one of the best lyricists of all time. The guy was funny, clever, and he could ring out your heartstrings too. Now, when they collaborated, you know it was going to be perfect. And so let's sit back, sip our lemonade, and listen to a song by the two of them, sung by Bing Crosby and Jane Wyman. It's called In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell 'em I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
save your pappy a chair. When the party's getting the glow on and singing fills the air. In the shank of the night when the dudes are right, well, you can tell them I'll be there.
I like a barbecue.
I like to boil a ham.
And I vote for bouillabaisse stew.
What's that? I'd like a weenie baked steak and a layer cake.
And you'll get a tummy ache too.
We'll rent a tent or a teepee.
Woo-woo.
Let the town crier cry.
All's well.
And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of
the evening.
Tell 'em we'll be there. If you need a pair of freeloaders to fracture your affair, I may even give them Pagliacci.
Now stand back and give him air.
Everyone can relax and we'll have a few yaks.
And you can tell them we'll be there.
We said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen soon?
Sure, said the dinosaur. Where, said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon.
How about your brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. Are you coming to the fracas?
Ain't gonna blow it.
And all the respects he sighed.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell him I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
stick 'em on my head.
If perchance we look a bit peaked,
remember, sail again.
If we're still on our feet and there's something to eat, well, you can tell 'em we'll be there.
When the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air.
If there's gas in my hack and my laundry is back.
If there's room for one more and you need me.
Why, sure.
If you need a new face or a tenor or bass.
If I can climb out of bed and put a head on my head.
Well, you can tell them we'll be there.
I like to barbecue, I like to boil a ham, and I vote for bouillabaisse stew. Oh man, that song is just about perfect. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening. I found that on a 4-record collection of Bing Crosby called Bing Sings. Actually, my grandfather's. I found it in a pile of records at my grandma's house. Such a good song. You can tell the Johnny Mercer lyrics were just top form. You could tell that they were sipping a glass of bourbon, hanging out, smoking cigs in some sort of a apartment in New York City and just hammering it out one night in the cool of the evening. It's from the feature film Here Comes the Bride, which came out in 1951, and also it won the Academy Award for Best Original Song.
I may even give them Pagliacci.
I love that line too, man. It's just perfect. It's all around perfect. All right, so what else could we top that with, except for another pair of really good songwriters? This is a song written by Lieber and Stoller, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Now, they started writing songs for a doo-wop band called The Coasters, and this is one of them, and it's called Yakety Yak. Let's roll.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety Yak!
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. See that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight, or you don't go out Friday night. Yakety yak!
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yakety yak!
Don't talk back.
Number by the Coasters there. That was a Lieber and Stoller pen tune called Yakety Yak. Lieber and Stoller wrote a bunch of hits for the Coasters, including Along Came Jones, Poison Ivy, and Charlie Brown. Now, it's funny because Lieber and Stoller were a couple of really sort of like, you know, regular looking Jewish guys, but they had so much soul and they wrote all of these swinging tunes for the Coasters. So props to them. Good songwriting team. I think teamwork is the word of the night. Good songwriting teams tonight. I saw a A&M, or what do they call it? AMC or A&E. Well, I saw one of those kind of documentaries on the Brill Building, which is a building in Midtown Manhattan in New York City, where all these songs were written. You got all the Tin Pan Alley songs of the 1960s. People like Carole King, Burt Bacharach, and Hal David, and Lieber and Stoller, and among many others. I mean, could you imagine having a room in a building like that, mister? What luck. I mean, the songs must have been just oozing out of the walls. It doesn't always take a team to write a good song. Case in point, our next guy, once again, Van the Man. He's been on the tees before, but we keep coming back for more. This is off the album Moondance, my number one summer album of all time, Moondance. It's called These Dreams of You.
I dreamed you paid your dues in Canada and left me to come through. I headed for the right way. I do exactly just what to do. I dreamed we played cards in the dark, and you lost, and you lied. Well, then very hard to do, but hurt me deep down inside. So that you slowly just walked away. You never really heard my call when I cried out that way. With my feet against the sun, you pointed out for me to go. And you said I was the one had to reap what you did so. Hush your back, don't ever think about it. Go to sleep, don't ever say one word. Close your eyes, you are an angel sent here from above. And Ray Charles was shot down, but he got up to do his best. Crowd of people gathered round, and to the question answered yes. And you slapped me on the face, and I turned around the other cheek. You couldn't really stand the pace, and I would never be so meek. These dreams of you, so real and so true. These dreams of you, so real and so true. But hush your back, hush your back, don't ever think about it.
Ray Charles got shot down, but he got up to do his best. That was These Dreams of You by Van Morrison. Now, that song was originally inspired by Van having a dream about Ray Charles getting shot. And also having, all of his dreams about having his girl walk out on him, leave him, make him sad and blue. And he turned it into some old blue-eyed soul. Nothing really more needs to be said about Van Morrison, so I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our friends over there at Sinestra.com for picking up the Radio Tees in syndication. How about that? You can go to a whole other website, and there it is, right there waiting for you, the Radio Tees. We're spreading like a very, very, very small national wildfire. That's Sinestra.com, Sinestra. They also have a lot of other stuff there, some really cool videos and some hip-hop that they produce, and really ingenious guys over there. Thanks for setting that up. I'm going to indulge myself in a I took it there moment and play a little Don Henley. Don Henley is the lead singer of the band The Eagles, but he went off and did a few solo records, you know, that song Boys of Summer and stuff like that. And I wanted to play you a song off his album The End of the Innocence, one that has probably the most 80s sounding sax solo that I can think of that's not on a Pointer Sister song. And it's just a really good song to just vibe with. It's called How Bad Do You Want It?
We'll be right back. the carpet. I know what you're looking at. You would walk on your lips through busted glass. If you could get next to that,
you think this is love.
Education starts a day. So you think this is love. So tell me, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Not bad enough. So you put a hole.
You gotta bring something to this party, son, if you party here. Words to Live by Don Henley off his 1989 album, The End of the Innocents. Pretty badass album cover and a great, great lineup of songs on there. We got The End of the Innocents. We've got In a New York Minute and The Heart of the Matter and just hits and hits and hits. He even calls in Axl Rose to sing with him on I Will Not Go Quietly. Definitely pick it up. It's called The End of the Innocents. It sold about 6 million copies. You get the feeling that it was one of those last those record execs who are making the huge paychecks. Last hurrahs. Those dirty, rotten scoundrels. I should play that Tribe Called Quest song that has the line industry ruled number 4080. Record company people are shady. Now, but you never know. Nowadays, you never know who could be a record company person. They're in disguise. I might be one. We're going to pick it up with someone who's been doing something by his own book for coming on 40 years now. A guy, one of my heroes, Jonathan Richman. Jonathan Richman formed the Modern Lovers, very influential band. Got all these great songs, got a really good take on human interaction, really sweet guy. You get the feeling that he's just like a sweetheart. Some of his later albums where it's just him on the guitar and a few other guys either singing background or playing some percussion. They're just such good songs, such really deep-rooted songs that he's not trying anything. He's not trying to pull any wool over you, not trying to put anything past you. He's just trying to tell you how he feels. So I'm going to play one of those marvelous songs. It's called Everyday Clothes.
Party, and she's wondering what's the way. I say, look, why don't you just wear what you'd wear every day? You know, t-shirt, you know, sweatshirt, you know, cut-off shorts, you know those plain old everyday clothes. She had a black dress that I remember still, but in her ordinary clothes the girl was dressed to kill. I loved her at first sight, I suppose. And I couldn't have loved her more than in her plain old everyday clothes. Jeans and a sweater, jeans and a shirt. Started going soft, then I started to flirt. Well, jeans and something didn't fit right now, but I loved her at first sight. Now she's in something from the hardware store, but Pierre Cardin and a Fiorucci could have done no more. Cause I loved her, cause I loved her, cause that's the way it goes. And I loved her even more in just her plain old everyday clothes. Yeah, yeah. Jeans and a sweater, jeans and a shirt. I started going soft and I started to flirt. Well, jeans and something that didn't fit right, but I loved her at first sight. Now she's in something that she's put on by chance, but when I fell in love, when I fell in love, it plain made no difference. Cause I loved her, since every angel knows. And I loved her more than just her plain old everyday clothes. My God, her plain old everyday jeans and a sweater, jeans and a shirt. I started going soft and I started to flirt. Jeans and something from the second hand, but remember what I said about Pierre Cardin. Jeans and something from the hardware store, but the Italian boys could have done no more. Alright, alright.
Thank you so much, Jonathan Richman, for that song, Everyday Clothes, man. That's just, oh, think about that. That was from a collection I have called Action Packed, The Best of Jonathan Richman. Now, he has so many albums and so many best ofs that you have to collect them all if you, there are essential recordings by Jonathan Richman that you need in order to progress to the next level in life. If you want to, I mean, I wouldn't be who I was today if I hadn't heard I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar about 638 times. So thank you, Jonathan Richman, and we'll be listening to you for years and years and decades and lifetimes to come. Well, it's ladies' night here on the Radio Tees, and we want to make sure that we let the ladies have their say. So I'm going to play a song for you off a record that seems to have fallen through the cracks by maybe like bad marketing by the record company. It's sort of recent in some regards. It's by Lauryn Hill of the Fugees. And after her really extraordinary album, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which, I mean, every girl goes through a phase of just being enraptured by that album. And a lot of guys do, too. I actually have had a few girls pretty much ruin that album for me, but I can hold on to her second album. Now, if you remember the Unplugged series on MTV, they really had a good run with everyone from like Bob Dylan to Eric Clapton and Uptown Records and featuring all those like Mariah Carey, Jodeci, and Mary J. Blige. Just tons of really good programming. But when they moved to the space where the TRL was filmed, they attempted to do a few more of those Unplugged and call it Unplugged 2.0. And Lauryn Hill did an Unplugged 2.0 there. And it is amazing. It is a very lyrically intense performance. It's two discs. It's just her playing guitar, a classical sort of finger-picking guitar. She gets a little preachy, but the songs are very well written, and they never ended up on any other album. So let's listen to Lauryn Hill sing a song called Just Like Water from that Unplugged performance.
Moving down the streams of my lifetime, pools of fascination in my sleep, cooling off the fire of my longing, warming up my cold within his heat, bouncing down the walls of inhibition, evaporating all of my fears, baptizing me into complete submission, dissolving my condition with his tears. It's just like the water. Through my senses, he's prevailing, floating through the space of my design, drowning me if I'm my inside sailing, drinking in the mainstream of his mind, filling up the cup of my emotions, spilling over into all I do. If only I could get lost in his ocean, surviving on the thought of loving you. It's just like the water. Causes my expression to remain humbled on the mountain by his presence, washing my intentions with his name, sealing all the floodgates of his passion, saving all his liquid for his own, driving me to satisfaction, and my imagination alone. He's pouring out his soul to me for hours and hours, drawing out my nature with his hands, yearning, I'm so thirsty for his power, to be worthy of his land. It's just like the water. I ain't felt this way in years. It's just like the water. around. He's bathing me and he's cleaning me and moving me around, around and around and around.
That was a stunner. Just Like Water from Unplugged 2.0, Lauryn Hill's masterful night in the MTV studios with the ghost of Carson Daly hovering around her. Well, we're just about out of time on the Radio Tees. Thank you. Welcome back. I know we sort of had a bit of a gap there. We're calling this season 3 now. Jack Dempsey is happy you're with us. I'm going to go order some Ridgewood Eats, and I'm going to leave you with this song, An Ode to a Leather Jacket, by one of my favorite groups when I was driving around as a 16-year-old in my parents' car. This is Ben Folds 5, Leather Jacket.